whole different camera.
Absolutely. See, that's different.
That's a bushcraft camera.
ZIA, no. And I was disappointed in that. I've asked Flip for a Slide HD.
Just farted. Sorry.
A Slide HD, have you seen that?
No.
So it's the new Flip, but you sit it on its side and it's got a little dashboard on the front. Which sit like a little keyboardy kind of thing.
That's the curry last night.
I mean, I am recording this for posterity, if you can call it that. So I'm with Christian, who's just, I don't know, he's emanated. The residue
of
a night that was supposed to be about something and turned into something else.
Whoa!
That's straight on.
Straight on? There's only one single track. Live in the middle of Nowheresville.
Don't go down there, that's The Hills Have Eyes. That's wrong turn.
I've seen that film.
It's wrong turn. So we're on our way to the station. I don't want to go to work. I think we should just bolt for the countryside.
Just keep on driving.
I don't have to do anything, you know. I'm a free spirit. But I do, really.
Make sure you check into your house when you get home so that you can...
The first thing Christian did when he got to... He didn't speak to me for 10 minutes. He spent 10 minutes checking into my house on Foursquare, Gowalla and Rallyup and therefore owning it on all three platforms. I scrambled to check into my own house, and obviously, as I don't have an avatar, it just put a picture of a woman up there as well. So I've been...
Which is quite funny, because you have no hair.
I've been traumatised. Yeah, I suppose there is that. It gave me my hair back. And now I'm going to miss... I don't care if I miss my train, but there's a lorry the size of the earth. He shouldn't be down here.
You drive a lorry through there.
He's delivering my next Kodak assignment to my house, which is quite large. I've ordered a Kodak house, which I'm going to live in and review.
You mock at the size of delivery, but Kodak did in fact send 10 cameras for use at Cool Social for training social.
Yeah, that's good. And they're ZI6s.
They're actually ZX1s.
Ah, right. Okay.
Which, to a certain extent, is what is a sometimes a dusty, arid climate. The sealed nature of the ZX1 might well suit that neck of the woods, and it's relatively splash-proof.
Yeah.
The constant
durable.
And they do have an incredibly corrupt media there, so anybody out there filming on their own camera is I think a nice countermeasure.
Especially a small one that you can conceal quickly.
You're going to give me a word for the day that I need to go away and practice. I always end up with an extra word after meeting you. Not always a word that means anything.
Trenchant.
Trenchant.
Yeah, make a trenchant. T-R-E-N-C-H-A-N-T. Make a. You made a very trenchant point earlier about the Kodak. So it means forceful and with authority. Trenchant is the word of the day, and it's not profane, it's not offensive, it's not distorted or depraved in any way. That word I keep to myself. I have a depraved word of the day that I just keep in my head. And occasionally I just smile. You're right, Dave? Yeah. Like that word. So, I'm 5 minutes away from the station. I'm going to Victoria. Christian's going up. Yeah. Christian's going back up north.
I am somewhere. I'll make a stop off. If anybody says pop by, I will pop by. I have sat nav somewhere.
Sweet.
And can plug in anybody's postcode. Bear in mind, I did forget to go to the toilet, Dave. So anybody does invite me to go to their house, please have
the door open. The toilet door open. And
landing lights.
And let Christian in immediately. while he's in the toilet, check into your own house on Gowalla, Foursquare and Rally Up, and make sure you've got an avatar. That's all I'll say. But also it proves that Christian drove a couple of hours to get here, which is nice. So it's possible to come down here.
and not get eaten by the Hills Have Eyes people.
Yeah, and not have people waving money in your face everywhere you go. That's a myth.
You cycle this way every day.
Yeah.
Apart from today.
Yeah.
You lazy git!
Yeah, up here. 3 miles... I've still got a massive gut. It really is depressing, but apparently it doesn't do anything for that because it hangs over the bike and bounces. Yeah, it's actually making it worse. I'm imagining.
It's getting worse.
It's getting bigger the more exercise I do, which is perverse and upsetting. Anyway, I'm signing off. I'll chat to you all later. Say bye.